And welcome everyone to another
brand new day edition of the R-Bomb.
Brand new day edition of the R-Bomb. Wow, that's pretty lame, Adrian, I gotta admit.
Oh, fuck you. How about that?
Jeezy.
How about no? I am your host, the intellectual savior of PWPop.com. That's right.
God.
I've switched over. And the valedictorian of the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I may or may not have gone to school at the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting. Graduated. Come loud.
I hear you and Kyle got the same degree there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A writing degree?
Yeah, you and Kyle. You went to the same school.
Absolutely.
I'm okay with this.
You should be honored to be,
Wait, does that mean I was the salutatorian?
No, you like barely pass with D's and
you can suck a dick and die.
Oh man.
Nope, everyone.
Hey,
yes,
hey,
thank you.
No need for that.
Thank you everyone, thank you for your nice round of applause. Joined as always by my partner in crime,
the big bad booty daddy,
the big Adrian Masters here, thank you.
And the jizz mopper,
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
And we are actually joined by a couple of guests, if you may have heard.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
The traditional The bench members of the R-Bomb, if you will.
Seriously, you can't pick out another Australian song?
This was all Adrian's call.
This
right
is the
now.
Only Australian song that was ever made.
Yeah, that's correct.
For some strange reason, I want to have a Vegemite
actually
sandwich.
You know, there's a politician here that actually had his own band. And apparently, because you have your own band now, you can be a politician. That's the requirement to be a politician in Australia.
Oh. Nice.
It's better than our requirement. You have to pay off somebody and suck a dick.
I could always find Captain Kangaroo's theme.
Oh, wow.
You could.
I could. You're right.
I own it.
Why does that not surprise me?
I wouldn't really go around calling people heath.
Anyway, for our own
the
resident
the
niche.
Whackers.
Yeah, they're. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Damn it.
Wait a minute, don't you mean the New Zealanders?
Wait,
Nathan Jones.
All right, we can give you this choice here. You can keep the Minute Work song, or we can give you Emma's theme.
I don't mind Emma's theme.
Okay.
All right, so I heard Minute Work. Gotcha. And from the wrestling niche as well. Actually found the right point in the song this time to start it.
Good boy.
I know. I didn't realize it was like a minute in.
From the deep country.
I want to get some drivers drive this car and that car down to Aintree. Drivers, you understand?
What in the hell? Maybe I need to listen.
You understand?
Maybe I should start screening these first. I don't know.
Where they
we just let anyone on the show, I guess. Anyway.
Oh,
also from the wrestling niche. The real host of the wrestling niche, Kyle Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, because he's never here. That means he's the real host, right?
How the hell am I never here? I wasn't the one getting laid last night while everyone
dude,
else
you have been away for more than 1 month's worth of episodes. Don't use that just because I've been away for one.
I had a brain surgery, you little bastard.
So,
I don't care.
So, Wow. So, Jake.
Hey, you guys want a fourth co-host?
So, Jake, I got to.
I'm kidding. Come on.
I got to ask, Jake. You went on a date last night?
I didn't go on a date last night. It was my girlfriend's birthday Saturday.
By girlfriend, you mean transgendered individual, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Why do I feel like we should play Birthday Sex? Has anyone heard of the song?
I own my own DJ company. Of course I've heard of the song.
Do you really?
Yes, he does.
No, I'm lying, asshole. Of course I do.
You want to work a wedding?
Maybe we'll talk about it.
All right. This would be fucking
we'll
trash.
Do business.
Only if you also invite me to the wedding, Kyle.
Neither one of you would be invited to the wedding. You just show the reception. That's where everyone gets drunk.
Well, the big thing here is open bar?
No, I'm too poor for that shit.
I can't do that then. That's one of my requirements.
Is it? You're gay.
I talked with your mom said last night.
What? No, what?
Why do you need an open bar as a requirement?
So he gets free drinks all night and doesn't pay for him?
Yes!
Are you some sort of, like, drunk?
No, not necessarily.
We actually got some people in the chat this week.
Holy shit, well...
What is this?
Birthday sex!
Oh.
It's not... I didn't say it was a good song.
no, we never
yeah, that. No, that sounds horrible.
I never prefaced it with a, hey guys, this is a good song.
So, Jake, of you two, which one catches?
Oh. I'm too innocent to know what that means.
Okay.
Anyway,
ask Zeus, he can teach you some things.
Oh, God.
With or without lube, that's the ultimate question.
Oh, wow.
Fuck it, I'm out.
You lost control of the show.
What side of the head? Is it the dark side of the head? Or is
welcome
the
head? To
TW Pop After Dark.
I almost said it. I almost said TW After Dark. But
that, you can't say the name anymore.
I know. We're going to get fined for saying
this. It's copyright infringements now.
We're going to get fined for saying this. So welcome to PW Pop After Dark.
Yes.
We're
wrestling isn't the only thing popping up tonight.
Yes!
Well,
that's your new tagline.
Well, welcome to the first official broadcast on PWPop.com. I say official because that little thing you guys did last night, that wasn't real. That was like a soft opening when like a store opens and they have like employees there.
That was 2 hours of fucking gold.
It was pretty amazing.
I hear that's going to be the first thing on our new pop and lock section.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad I did that.
But welcome to the.
You guys did mention Helen Frogtown.
Yeah, right? Paul Jordan made sure we got to that one.
Good.
You know, it's nice being in something brand new like PW Pop. It's kind of nice and shiny. It kind of smells like a new car in here.
I don't know if it smells like a new car. Jake did show up, so.
Yeah, it's still got a new car smell. Wait, so. What the hell? Oh,
what's your problem with me now? Jesus.
I see how it works. The newest ones are up top, though, instead of at the bottom.
Yeah, it took me a minute to figure that out last night.
Because I'm trying to figure this out. I'm like, what the fuck? I couldn't get it.
Jonesy718 says, I tune into this place, the first thing I hear is birthday sex. What the actual hell? I believe that is Mark Jones, yes.
We have a long distance dedication request going out to Jonesy718.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you never know what you're going to hear on the Dalar Bomb. Anyway,
I tell you what, do we have a list of everybody that's here?
We do, actually.
Yeah, how do we do this?
Check it out. We have the big A, Adrian Masters, here.
Hey, bulk up.
We got Paul Jordan Jr.
Holy shit. Bulk 2 weeks up. In a row, Paul Jordan's here for our show.
We got Jakey.
Bulk up.
We have Nick French.
Hey, bulk up.
We have Oklahoma Jones, Mark Jones.
Hey, bulk up.
I hear he may be guest starring on our show next week.
Maybe. I got a response up there now. And we have the big guy.
The big guy?
That would be...
my penis.
No, that actually would be Kyle Robinson. Or it could be Ryback. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Your penis has its own name now.
It does.
Hey, what was the last one there?
That's a first.
He says, the week after is better. I'm spending next week with my girl. Quality time and all.
Oh, quality time. You know what that means?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is great. I'm so glad I agreed to all of this.
I know. Let's see. So that would be, I think, the summertime show, though.
You know what? From now on, when we find out who's in the chat room, I think we're going to play this song.
All hands out the ball cups.
We keep getting more people here, so.
We got more. We got a couple of guest users down there. If they're gray, they're guest users.
Hold on, wait a
minute. Wait, do we get more blue? CJ210!
Yes, we do.
Hey, ball cup to CJ.
Hey, you know what? He's no longer PW Pop posting virgin. Did you see what he posted on the group page?
I did
today?
See that, yeah.
Did you see it, Heath?
No, I did not.
I thought it was funny that Zeus said he was going to buy 20 of them, and when I went to click on it myself, it said out of stock.
They have the best Halloween costume ever. Adrian pulled up.
Oh, boy. This ought to be good.
What is this lottery shit?
I don't know. I was just trying to figure that out.
It's horrible. It's like... they have leaderboards for you how many messages you can do or some shit.
Adrian,
some
go back up. That. Go down.
It did the yesterday while we were in the middle of it, and we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, me and Dan were testing it out the other day, and it was beeping and shit. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Here you go, Heath. Best Halloween costume ever found by CJ210.
Wow.
Apparently it also removes your ability to have a crotch.
Wait, what the hell?
Can you post that in the chat?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll put it in the chat here. Give me a second.
I'm going to buy that because I'm fat. And this is what happens to CM Punk after he's been out of the business for, like, by that time, 10 months. So that's what I'm going to be.
Okay, so I didn't click on this. Maybe I should have.
There it is. It is now in the chat.
I can't believe it's actually... Wow.
I know. So anyway...
This is taking forever to load, and I'm pissed.
Let's get this show started. Here's how the show works. I've got a whole list of shit I got to try to get through. These four assholes are going to try to get me to where I can't complete my list. I've got a 60-minute time limit. That's 1 hour for those of you keeping track at home.
What the fuck?
For our returning listeners, safe. Welcome. Glad you're back.
Oh, doesn't understand how that works.
It looks like a giant condom that you would put on
it's
over your body.
It's one of those goddamn like body suits you put on.
Yeah, like.
So anyway, just real quick, Adrian, had a good week. Tore your groin. How'd you tear your groin? I hurt your groin.
Fucking.
That was awesome.
What was his name?
Jake. He was a catcher.
Cats out of the bag.
Heath, how was your week?
Last week was. Yeah.
They didn't make a whole lot of deposits, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, this, but today at least was grootastic.
It was tax-free weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. God, yeah.
Who gives a shit?
I don't know. I do. I actually bought a tablet this weekend.
Yeah, tax-free.
Paid $7 for it.
Really?
How'd you pay $7?
It fell off the truck at his work.
That's what
his boss told me not to say anything about it. But
I got it. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what he said. Wait a minute, did you put the
tablet on the next
God.
Program?
Yeah, I did. What?
Hold on, you think this one's bad? Wait a minute, check the leak out.
Oh God, I don't even need to click on it.
I actually saw this one earlier.
Oh my!
It
God.
It even comes with your title.
That's like painted on the costume.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yes, yes.
Adrian, you need to get your girlfriend to get us some of these.
That's fantastic.
If, because I don't know, she gets the back of the truck discount as well. If she can get us one, get us each one, and then we'll go as like, you know, a bad tag team.
I'd wear that.
That was just wow.
Of course you would.
I don't think they make them like 4X though. Something tells me they don't.
We'll find out. Anyway, we need to get the show started because, well.
Oh God, we got another good one here.
Oh God. We got a few of them on here. Did you see the first one?
Yes, I did.
They got a Randy Orton one.
I didn't see the Randy Orton one.
The Hogan one's only $15.
Yes, the Hulk Hogan one is now $15.
Oh my.
It looks amazing.
Oh my.
Because it looks like it's old man Hogan.
Yep. It's muscle one costume.
Every little page.
Jesus
I can't
Christ.
Believe we're looking at costumes.
I know. I'm trying to get a show
Well,
started.
Hey, you know what? PW Pop, we're all about other stuff with wrestling now. So
that's
we got
true.
To, we're covering
that
costumes.
Is true.
Yes, Our Bomb is doing a cosplay for WWE.
Oh, there we go.
I'm going to dress up as AJ Lee.
This is now a cosplay podcast.
I'll be.
We can get you started on a consult with us now, Jason. That'll be great.
I'll be El Gigante. What?
You know, she's all into the cosplay thing, right?
Yep. Anyway, moving on.
Maybe we can get her to do AJ Lee.
Moving on.
You're welcome.
Maybe we should actually talk of, you know,
wrestling.
Maybe some show.
Nah, this is
do
fun.
That. Or we can keep bullshitting.
What time you gotta be at work tomorrow?
10:30.
I gotta be there at 11.
Yeah. I don't have to work, so fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you.
Kyle lives off the government salary.
Dude, if that were the case, just so you're aware, motherfucker, if that were the case, I'd already be a lot further along in my riding than I am right now.
Well,
he wouldn't be riding a tricycle to work.
Bullshit,
he wouldn't be working
Dude,
at McDonald's.
Oh my God! Speaking of which, I'm sorry. Don't hate me, but I have to share this with you guys because I want your fucking opinion.
Did you read another pedophile story?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Jesus.
No, wait, hold on. I've got to get my fucking computer. I did not know this existed until today, and I have to share this with you guys because it's fucking amazing. And I know you're going to make fun of me, and I don't give a fuck, but it's so cool that I have to share this with somebody. So give me, and poof.
Poof what?
Poof. Nigga, use a tampon.
Wow.
What?
It's a joke. Here we go. This is a link. This is a new thing that they're coming out with, like legit thing. Should be a picture on this website. My fucking thing is loading slower than fuck. But it looks insanely awesome.
Hope this isn't a pimped out tricycle.
It's more than a pimped out tricycle. It's holy like a three wheeled Batmobile.
Ads playing. Sorry.
Wow, that looks right up your alley, Kyle.
Well, when you, I say that, linked that for what reason?
Because it's badass.
I mean, I guess if you're into like crappy stuff, that's badass. Sure.
Yeah.
Nobody likes either one of you.
I think it's cool.
Thank you.
That
I think you're lying, but
don't. He's just doing that so you don't feel bad. Like
he's right. I am.
Can't I don't care. Man. I'm still.
He's gonna go hang himself now. We should stop.
No. I'm just gonna go get on my three wheel bike.
Did we ever figure out who else was in the chat? Did we finish our?
Yeah, we got everybody in here.
Okay, I was.
By the way, before we start, I have a gripe.
Hold
with
on,
Kyle.
What? Hold on. Hold on.
We got a Zoso 689 in the chat. So welcome to the chat.
Bulk up.
Now I got to figure out who the fuck all these people are.
I know. Yeah, Zoso.
Like that's so Raven.
Anyway.
Oh, my bad. I crossed the
line. Bring up that whole Disney show, yeah?
What do you got a gripe about?
I have a gripe with Kyle because he didn't show up to our last show. Our last TWR show.
It's because he's got better things to do than hang out with you.
He didn't show up to any of our meeting recently. He hasn't been on our show recently. What the fuck have you been doing?
Okay, hold on. First and foremost there, Knob Gobbler. I was on the show last Saturday with your dumbass. Or not last Saturday. It wasn't last Saturday. I don't even remember. Because you seem to have grown a set of tits and forgotten everything. Because
you're becoming that new Justin. You just sit there and play PS4. And don't tell me you're working, because I know you're not.
Dude, I've been putting in 40-plus hours every goddamn week.
You get home at, like, 9 o'clock, which is when most of the shows fucking start.
Paul Jordan, for the record, I would not want to write anything called a slingshot, Kyle.
I can't blame him. I also wouldn't want to write anything named a fucking spider, but I do it. But no, I went over this. I'm not going to defend myself to your dumbass. I didn't show up.
Kyle, hang on. Have you considered getting a monkey?
They are,
and having it ride your spider, so it can be a spider monkey.
That's disturbing.
Oh, by the way, I saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. That was a great movie. Amazing movie. Okay, move on.
Wow.
Just had to put that out there, that it was a good movie.
Where'd everybody go?
We're letting you guys, like, hug it out.
Oh, no, I don't care. He can suck a dick and die.
Well, I don't care either. I just have to point that out.
At this point, he can say all the things he wants. I'm just waiting for him to send me a message one day and tell me I'm not a part of the show anymore. All right.
So you guys have a show. When is it on, and when is it?
Saturdays.
And what time?
Saturdays, 8 o'clock. 9 p.m. Eastern.
And what is the name of your show?
Wrestling H.
All right. What do you guys talk about?
News and Ring of Honor. So
there you go.
Tune in. Or don't.
One last plug we got to worry about.
Show up, don't show up. Jerk off, don't jerk off. We don't care.
All right, got my stuff taken care of now. While they're hugging it out. Well, Jesus Christ, we've been on the air like 23 minutes and I've said a word about wrestling, so maybe we should probably fucking do that.
Or do we want to do plugs now, too?
Wrestling. More coming to TNA.
Sure, why not, Adrian? Go ahead, let's do this.
All right,
show plugs.
Mondays at 4-3 Central, you can listen to Talk TNA at Podcast with Dave and Claudia.
PWPop.com.
At PWPop.com.
Or PWPoop.com.
No, it's PWPopcorn.com.
Oh, that's right.
I wonder what happens when you put that in. Has anyone tried it?
PWPoop.com? No, I've not tried that.
Oh, God.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
I want to get that right and just make it
work. Adrian, make it so.
If we could get that to just be a gif of X-Pac ripping his ass.
Wow.
That would be fucking great.
Holy shit.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's what
Tuesdays.
Said.
You cannot hear it on our site, but they go live at 8-7 Central over at ftw.live.com for the FTW podcast with Garvin and the bunch of guys he hosts a podcast with at 8-7 Central.
All right. Wednesdays, apparently. Back to Wednesdays.
Back to Wednesdays at, is it 8-7 Central now?
Fuck, I don't know what time they start.
But
we'll say yeah. We'll
with
say that.
The original Dan Phillips, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Sometimes Sean. Oh, that's kind of like Y. You know how sometimes Y is vowel, you know, A-E-I-U, sometimes Y. It's Dan and Michael, and sometimes Sean.
And coming soon to the network, of course, we're going to have the Respect the Mat podcast with Greg Papalopoulos.
Any idea what day that is?
Nope. He doesn't have a date.
Greg Snuffleupagus.
It's coming soon.
Coming soon to a podcasting server near you.
He said maybe Thursdays, because that's the day he has off.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, Talk TNA has their own station.
Well, yeah, they
have their own page and everything. Yeah, well, their own Mixler.
Why did you tell me that they were airing on our show live?
Because they did air on our network
3 months ago.
Talk TNA, no, Talk TNA is still on our site. We just don't broadcast the show. They have their own. Okay,
okay,
okay.
Right,
all
right.
Fuck, I don't know. Hey, Jonesy718 just won the lottery.
Congratulations, Jonesy. You're a lottery winner again.
It's all there, black Whoop. And white, clear as crystal. You get nothing.
Gene Wilder, shut up. You are too early on this. That's for Jonesy winning the lottery tonight.
We can't do that every time somebody wins the lottery in this chat, because apparently that's the fifth time someone won the lottery tonight.
Yeah, that's happened like 4 or 5 times in the last 20 minutes.
What the hell is Great. This lottery?
I don't know. Well, that's Dan about it.
Anyway.
It's, okay. It's like an STD that nobody wants, but somehow you end up with.
All right. I think we pretty much got everything. You can also check out Classics Angels under the eye candy section up above you. And we also have news articles written by Paul Jordan at the moment.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm working on a funny thing.
Sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
No, what do you got there, Jake?
I was just going to mention... Kevin Crittenden's upcoming YouTube show. I'm pretty sure he's going to call it Wrestling ADHD.
Nice.
Okay.
Then I think
Glitter didn't know he had an actual name for it yet. That's why I didn't say it.
No, I think Glitterfist is still working on something too. And then Zeus is working on.
And Dan apparently.
Well, I don't want to announce anything until they're like really like officially going to happen. I believe Greg's
already
going to.
It's already been talked about on the big announcement. Those on Shooting from the Hip.
Okay.
So I'm not making any of this up.
Okay.
So
today,
that's our plug. So now you can get us underway.
Okay, and start the timer because it's already late. And I guess we'll talk some little Monday Night Raw.
Now get the cards, from my generation. I'll take the win.
That's right. Join us in the chat where everyone wins the lottery. So anyway, Mark Jones has been drafted to ECW. Breaking news. Anyway, Monday Night Raw for July, whatever the fuck that day was. I don't even know anymore.
July 27th?
No, it's July 28th.
Whatever. I don't fucking care anymore. Anyway.
Just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Way to keep it professional over there.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but I just was not impressed by Raw. I watched 3/4 of it.
Alright.
I didn't watch it at all.
It feels like it was so long ago, I don't even fucking remember.
It was not great.
The only thing I remember... I remember, like...
Was Brock Lesnar on there?
No.
Brock was not there this week.
Brock wasn't there this week. Cena did some passion. Okay, Noah, I do remember. I remember this part because I think we were talking about this when it was happening. That Cena promo was the shit.
No, that actually was pretty good.
That was probably the best thing on Raw.
Yeah, and then it all just kind of went downhill from there.
The Jericho-Seth Rollins match was pretty good for what we got out of it. It had no contest, but I mean, still, it was not bad.
That's the only two things. And then the Reigns... Orton altercation where Orton basically destroyed his ass.
That basically did happen, yeah.
That's the thing that surprised me about Cena is that when he wants to do good stuff, he'll do good stuff, almost like he's holding it back.
You only get the good stuff out of him about once every 4 months.
But you don't...
Exactly.
But I think... I have a theory as to why that is, and this is just my theory. If you watch that... And listen to how he talked. And I'm not talking because he said son of a bitch or whatever else he said. But if you listen to the tone of his voice and the way he talks, it's not that happy-go-lucky Fruit Loops character that they've basically chiseled him out to be for
God
the
damn
kids.
It. Never one saw Nikki Bella's tit last week. I'm pissed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not everybody. I'm sad because I missed that. There's no GIF or anything of that. And I didn't see.
Give me a minute. I'll get it for you.
Oh, good boy. You're a good mancer.
Did you say good boy?
Yes, he did.
Yes, I did. Is that a problem? Are you going to come down here and do something about it? Didn't think so. There's a reason you gave me the Deliverance theme. I want you to be aware of that.
I will ruin your wedding. And when did they legalize same-sex marriage in Missouri?
I gave Kyle my address last night to show up at my house if he wanted to try something, and he didn't show up, so...
Dude, it was late, and I was tired, and I had to be at work at 6 a.m.
Oh, poor BB.
Is there alcohol involved? I may or may not show up tomorrow.
Wait, what? What?
Exactly.
Was there alcohol involved? What? What the fuck are you
talking
about?
I don't even know what Kyle's talking about now.
I don't either.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Shut up, Jake. You're just jumping on the bandwagon.
I guess we gotta talk about the...
Why the fuck are you even here?
The Brie Bella situation.
I keep asking this question every Monday.
You keep... I'm demented. It's not even Monday, retard.
What am I doing?
Yeah. It's Monday. It is to Jake, because he's in the other side of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, the other side of the world, where it really doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where everything doesn't matter, because the world's gonna end. I've seen it happen.
You know, that's okay, because the world will end there first.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, but because we'll die, and we won't know what happened, but you'll know what's going to happen, because it'll be all over the news.
Well, that's why I was excited whenever
and
I
And then you'll get panicked.
There's a Brie Bella nip slip. There's the Nikki Bella nip slip.
Oh, but no, like, that promo was amazing. Like, yes, that whole thing from top to bottom was gold.
Oh, there's
it was good, but it was also the typical John Cena formula of, I'm going to start off quiet, I'm going to start off, then I'm going to yell about something. He always does that, but overall,
yeah,
I thought
but
it was pretty good.
Holy shit, this actually puts the pictures up most of the time?
Yep.
Oh, this is a nice chat room.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Siva Zion in the chat room.
Hey, welcome.
Anyway.
Hey, I did see this. I didn't realize that was the, okay.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Nikki Bella laying there holding her head. And
they made a whole lot of hoopla about a...
Well, there's a titty.
There's a titty. It's not even really a titty. It's like a half a titty.
It's like a nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a nipple with a three-quarter tit.
Yeah. It's still worth it. You can use your imagination for the rest.
Too late.
While you're sitting there going...
I'll be back.
Damn it, I can't do it right now. Hold on.
Oh, dear God.
That thing? God, that sounds like Ken Kniff.
That's the sound Jason Heath's going to make later tonight.
That sounds like the Ken Kniff thing from the Marshall Mathers fucking albums.
That hurt. Anyway.
God.
So, I guess since you watched it, I didn't, but I know the gist of it, that Brie Bella beat the shit out of Stephanie, or was it the other
it
way around?
It was like a cat fight that went back and forth.
It was a what?
Cat fight!
Okay, just checking.
They went back and forth with a bunch of road agents trying to keep them apart.
That was a really good ending segment, I thought, for what it was.
A lot of people complained that, what the hell was that on the main event segment or whatever, but I didn't have any problem with it.
I'm okay with that. Like, sadly enough, I'm actually interested. I know how it's going to end already. It's a shoo-in at this point. But I'm more interested for the Stephanie McMahon-Nikki Bella match than the other deepest match on the card.
Right.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I'm excited to see Steph Russell. We've been talking about it for months, so finally, I'm glad it's finally going to happen. I did, however, enjoy earlier in the night when they called Brie Bella out, and yours truly, Chris Jericho, decides to come out instead.
Are you Chris Jericho now?
Yes.
Chris Jericho invented him.
And then we get your vintage Jericho with his...
Trash Banco.
Yeah. Yes, that was awesome.
That was pretty cool. I was drifting in and out of sleep while I was watching Raw, and I woke up just in time to hear him do that, and I'm like, where the fuck am I?
Back in 1999.
I was like, what fucking year is this?
Have I hit puberty yet?
Exactly. I was like, have my balls dropped? What the fuck?
Oh my God! What else?
For the record, they still haven't.
I know. What else happened?
Hey!
Well, that's what your girlfriend told me.
Oh. If they haven't dropped when they do, I'm gonna sound like Morgan fucking Freeman.
Speaking of that, did you guys see him on Fallon last week when him and Jimmy Fallon were sucking helium and then Morgan Freeman was? Oh, it was great.
Hey, and speaking of...
I missed that.
Oh, YouTube.
Damn.
Speaking of God, Snuffleupagus, we got Greg Papalopagus in the chat.
Greg Snuffleupagus.
Hey,
what's up, Greg?
Anyway, so I'm sitting here wrecking my brain. And I can't really think of
as far as all the matches, if you want.
No, I can't really think of much else that happened. Can you guys?
Not really.
I think there was a Dolph Ziggler match that was pretty good.
Oh,
did he win?
And was it me or did anyone else, as soon as Stephanie came out in jeans, you're like, someone's going to get their ass beat?
Yeah, of course, it wasn't a dress.
I just want to say that Stephanie can still fill out a pair of jeans.
Yes.
A damn.
Oh, of
That's
course.
All I can say.
She's a MILF.
Can't argue with that.
MILF.
Dude,
MILF.
Yeah.
MILF. MILF. Hey, there's Fit Finley. Anywho.
You know how to ruin a mood, don't you? They're like, MILF, MILF. Hey, there's Fit Finley.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to ole. Oh, Fit Finley. Oh.
Gross.
Anyway. Seriously, is there anything else we fucking forgot?
I don't think so.
There somewhere? He was floating around.
That was at the very beginning when he did his altercation.
Bo Dallas lost his first match on Monday night.
Thank God.
That's...
Wait, what?
That's disappointing.
Yes, that's right. Clap, people. Because
I refuse to clap.
That's what
I had to our truth.
That's what I had to say.
Oh, where he beat Bo Dallas?
Yes. Thank God. I'm so glad that happened.
Yeah, am I the only one that thinks that was kind of wasted?
It didn't matter. Bo Dallas lost. It could have been to the great Khali and I would have been happy.
Really?
Yeah, but they could have done it to someone someone better that could like run with it instead of R-Truth.
Despise Bo Dallas.
I'm
starting to like him.
Thank you.
I can't stand him. Because he's supposed to be like that. Like, people don't get his gimmick, I don't think. They don't
I
just don't like him. Something about him just makes me want to throw, a hammer.
I get that. He's not for everyone.
Trust me, people understand his gimmick. It's just that...
Oh, we get it. We just don't want it.
Exactly.
So...
They need to give him a new move or something, because... That bow dog, or whatever the fuck he calls it, is horrible.
The running bow dog.
But unless they're gonna, bring R-Truth into this little new Nation of Domination, what was really the point in him winning?
Can we talk about that? What are y'all saying?
That shit is great.
What?
That shit is fucking great.
What? What did I miss?
The new Nation.
Whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, whatever they're gonna be.
I stopped listening for a second.
Why?
Because when they go back and forth, I'm just like, oh, God, and it's like a wrestling niche.
Wow.
Why? Because we actually talk wrestling, not tips.
So do we.
Nah, not really.
No, not so much.
Not so much.
I'm just saying, the new Nation of Domination, or whatever you want to call it,
I'm not sure.
The three black guys that just stand there, watch matches.
Black Illusion?
Black Legacy?
Well,
it's not Black Illusion.
I like that, Black Illusion.
That's TNA's thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Black Illusion's TNA. This is Black Legacy. Legacy, bitches.
They don't look like the Nation of Domination. They look like a smarter version. Big E's coming out in dress shirts and shit. They're all coming out in fancy clothing. And plus, Kofi's actually going to turn heel now, which is great. I've been waiting for Kofi Kingston to turn heel.
Sometimes it's just better left in my head than out in the open. I'll just shut up.
What?
Oh, I'm not going to say it. I want to, but I'm really not going to.
Go for it.
Our attorney is here at pwpop.com. We fired our old attorneys and hired new ones because apparently the old ones didn't do a good enough job because they let us on the network. They've advised me to not speak my mind sometimes, so I'm just going to not do it.
At worst, I don't think you even have to worry too much about this, you're going to offend Mark Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
I am not... Our attorney specifically said there's a Mark Jones clause in there. Don't piss Mark Jones off.
I can believe that, actually.
Yes.
There
are two people specifically named not to piss off. Mark Jones and Linda Taylor.
Okay.
Yes. So I don't want to piss them off.
I'm sad now. This makes me sad.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, really bad.
You want to know. It's made me sad that you actually think about that
Jesus, Jason. I mean, now I think you're a depraved asshole.
You knew that.
That's why I like it, because I want to know what the hell he's saying.
I want to just go ahead and say, even though you didn't say it, the views of Jason Halbert do not express those of the Hour Bomb.
Exactly. Or, there's your disclaimer. Go ahead and throw it out there.
Anyway, Mark Jones and Taylor, the real Ebony Express. Anyway, moving on. I guess we've beat Raw to a dead horse.
For now, yeah.
Beat Raw with the club.
Pretty much.
You beat it to a dead horse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, it's kind of bad whenever I look over this and it's like, man, yeah, it didn't miss much.
No. I told you, Raw was very disappointing. So, anyway, it's time for What Stinks. Let's go first.
I do.
Okay.
Go for it. All right. My What Stinks is the losing of Bo Dallas to fucking R-Truth.
Moving on. Heath. Let's take a quick poll. Who thinks that was a bad thing? Jason. No, I don't think that was a bad thing. I think that was a good thing. Heath, was that a good thing or a bad thing? Bo Dallas losing. Good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good thing.
Good. Jake.
What?
Bo Dallas losing. Good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
There you go.
Two R-Truth.
It doesn't matter. Kyle.
That was my specific question. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with him losing. I have a problem with losing to fucking R-Truth.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't care who he
lost to. Because it builds his character. He doesn't need a winning streak.
He's not fucking Tatanka or Bill Goldberg.
He doesn't need to be. And I'm okay with him losing, but I want him to lose to somebody that I actually give a shit about.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Adrian. In the long run, does it really fucking matter? Who did Tatanka lose in his losing streak to?
Shawn Michaels.
You know that for sure, or you just a guess?
I know that for sure.
Okay. Who Goldberg loses losing streak to?
Kevin Nash.
Okay. So you know what this means? 10 years from now, it could be, hey, remember Bo Dallas? No. Oh, well, he's got lost his losing streak to R-Truth. Okay. Don't care.
What are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me that Kevin Nash is going to lose to Bo Dallas or some shit?
No, I think he's trying to say that R-Truth is the same caliber wrestler as Shawn Michaels and Kevin Nash.
No, you said that.
I don't think Shawn Michaels and Kevin Nash are the same caliber wrestler. There's no way the group R-Truth into that.
Yeah, I put Nash in the realm of, like, Big Show and Khali.
Hey, I got a quick question to post to everyone.
Okay. That comment torqued Kevin Nash's quad.
Why did Kevin Nash cross the road?
To tear his quad.
He didn't. He already tore his quad stepping off the curb.
Wow.
Oh, God. What did Kevin Nash say when he crashed his ATV?
Brock Lesnar, if he's going to be the conqueror of streaks.
Hold on. What did Kevin Nash say when he crashed his ATV?
I don't know what.
Ah, my quad.
Oh, what are these all Kevin Nash quad jokes?
No. Wow. What did CM Punk tell Adam Cole when we tried to feel him up?
What? I don't know what.
I'm straight, Edge. Why can't Dolph Ziggler go to the gas station?
Oh, God.
Why?
Because he always carries matches?
Oh.
Let's see here. How does Jim Ross like his coffee?
I'm scared to ask.
Stone cold.
Hey, did you see these jokes?
No, I didn't. Oh. I just was like, okay, it's the only one that fits.
Why couldn't Kane light the fireplace?
Why? Okay.
Because he loses all of his matches.
Aww.
Why does Vince want to go to heaven?
I don't know why.
Because he has no chance in hell.
Oh, God.
If Scott Steiner became a religious leader, what would his name be?
Oh, geez. What?
Big Papa Pope. How many Vince McMahons does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
None. Four. The light bulb screwed the light bulb.
Wow.
What did Devon tell Bubba when they were working at McDonald's?
Aww.
I don't know what.
Oh, Bubba, test the fries.
Oh, God. Stop.
No, I got more.
This is the greatest thing ever. This is
hilarious. Rob Van Dam and Sabu get in the car. Who's driving?
Sabu.
The police.
The cops.
What do you call the Great Khali without talent?
The Great Khali?
Yes. Why does Mick Foley buy supermarket brand cola?
I don't know why.
Because he always goes for the cheap pop. What do you call any Triple H match?
What?
Buried alive match. Why should you never ride with Vince Russo at the wheel?
Why?
Because he's constantly swerving. How many TNA fans does it take to put up a light bulb?
How many? God. Are there TNA fans?
Both of them.
Oh.
That was it.
Hey, wait a minute. They're all talk TNA.
Anyway. Those were some funny jokes that were sent to me. Anyway.
Wow. That was awesome.
Where were we? Oh, yes.
From what things?
Heath, what's yours? Where did you find these jokes? Hold on, Mark. I'll send you a link.
Yeah.
And I got to say, your jokes kind of stunk. They're funny, but they kind of stunk.
I never said they were good jokes.
Hey, CJ. Congratulations.
Hold on. Come on.
I'm working on it here. Hold on. This is new chat thing.
Here we go.
Congratulations, CJ210. You just won the lottery.
Woo! We're doing that every time someone wins the lottery on our show.
Yes.
Oh, and get a headache.
All right, Heath.
Anyway, mine's actually non-wrestling related.
That's fine.
Okay. Whatever.
All right. Yeah, word to the wise, don't come in 5 minutes after we close expecting me to clock back in to get your phone.
You mean to mop your jizz?
You call it that, whatever.
Oh, what happened, Heath?
Yeah, I lost 2 sales last night simply because I was closed and getting ready to leave. And, yeah, but the guests that I talked with, yeah, they were coming in 5 minutes after closing to get their phones upgraded. Yeah, it's bullshit.
Aw, poor baby.
No, next time clock back in.
Yeah, clock back in. Make money. You don't make money when you're not clocked in, asshole.
Yeah, you know our system, right? You can't.
It closes
clock back
after a certain
in.
Time.
You just make your boss fix shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our boss is still in training.
I don't care. Make money. Don't make money sitting at home beating off. Anyway, wow. Moving on.
If you work for the right site.
Oh, well, you're right. You can. Heath doesn't work for one of those sites. Anyway, moving on.
There's people that are into the big hairy bear thing.
What?
There's people that are into the big hairy bear thing. He's got there's fetish people out there that would be into Heath.
They're called furries.
Yeah,
they
furries.
That's their appropriate name.
My
hell,
thinks.
Kyle pay for that shit.
Oh, God.
I don't have that kind of money. Those costumes cost way too much.
My what stinks is the show right now because hey. I just can't control it. It's like...
Kyle's the original pedo bear. Did you know that?
I've been called that before, creepily enough.
This show is like...
Why doesn't that surprise me? Leave it a little bit.
To me, this show is like what happened to the car that Randy Savage was driving when he had his heart attack.
You know what his last words were?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Oh, God. All right. Someone else take over. Who's one of you assholes? Go.
Kyle, you go.
Oh, God damn it. All of you right now for calling me a pedo bear.
Hey, asshole, for the record, I didn't call you a pedo bear.
I didn't either.
I did. We disagreed that you were.
Yeah,
we didn't call you. Jake can suck off and die.
It's like when Adrian says that Heath is gay. I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, I didn't say Heath was gay.
You just silently agree.
Exactly.
Oh, motherfucker, dude.
By the way, I'm not.
I am not.
That's what he said.
Before you pulled out and screamed.
When's the last time you had sex with a girl, Heath?
Your mom doesn't count.
He went there.
Sorry.
Come on.
Wow.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. No way, Mama.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Okay,
that's right, Kiki. You tell them off.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Holy shit. Anyway, moving on. What do you guys go? Can we not cuss in the chat room? Is there like
No, you can't put balls or anything. Like, I don't even
You can change the settings.
You got to go to where the little setting logo is. And
are we admins on here?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So where, worry
is this,
about
where is this at? How do I fix it?
This sucks. Oh, enable bad word filter. Oh, it's in your own. Okay, you have to go in your own little thing. All right, big guy. Jake, whatever, or Kyle, whatever you put in there, do it again, because I got all stars on our end.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to. There we go. Enable bad word filter. Fuck that noise.
Wow.
Oh, God. Anyway, do one of you guys have a. Do you guys have a what stinks or not?
No.
Emoticons? We have
I do. He's never on.
Go ahead. Right. So this is Jake. This, hold on. This is for Kyle.
Raw sucked. Why? Because I slept through it.
All right, Jake. What's up?
It's like exactly.
I have to piggyback on it. That's the first time in a while that I've just haven't even paid attention to Raw. I probably watched the Chris Jericho Seth Rollins match on mute. That's basically it. So. My what stink is Raw.
Okay.
Being so fucking boring.
No, scroll down on the emoticons.
It looks like there's a bunch of Apple ones on there, and I want to see if you can send someone a pile of shit on here. Go back to the emoticons. Now
smiling
scroll
pile
down.
Of poo.
Can you send shit? I don't know. Keep scrolling. That's a mushroom.
Places.
Objects. Wonder if there's a pile of shit in there.
There we go.
I'm not seeing shit.
Well, I just typed it in the chat.
There's poo.
We have poo.
Send it.
Have you ever had your iPhone read that or your phone read that?
No.
Well, what it reads out, like, if you, like, say you're a piece of, or you're, and then put that as, like, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It reads out, you're a smiling pile of poo.
Which is still my iPhone.
What?
Oh, God. Anyway.
I know we have at least one from the chat,
but we're still trying to figure this out. I think it was...
Is that chicken in this? Sorry.
I think it was someone talking about... Oh, hey, over here. Over here.
I see it.
Yeah. It was someone talking about the new NXT... Oh, here we go. CJ210. What stinks? The next NXT special being called TakeOver 2.
Yeah, that's kind
of
lame.
Well, it's like the Clash of the Champions, you know? What stinks? TNA spoiling their own shows.
I get it.
And I can't see it because someone scrolled down too far.
What?
You talking about the TNA spoiling its own thing
YouTube.
Next week?
Yeah. Idiots.
Wow, that was racist.
What?
What?
Watermelon and chicken in the same emoticon?
What? Why is that racist? That's your mind, asshole.
You're just trying to page the black.
I'll have
illusion.
To agree with Kyle on that one, you racist son of a bitch.
That's a says the guy that was about to call everyone the N-word on the
Oh air. No, I was not going to use the N-word.
You were so. You were about to play the N song.
There's an N song? I don't remember
the
this.
Way they go N. They just keep on saying N.
They so just keep saying N.
All they say is N. That would be the gayest song ever.
And black person friendly. If that's such a thing. I don't know if that's a thing.
Black
See?
Person friendly?
I'm playing the R and the B right now. The R and the B music.
That is no R&B music. That's shit.
Shut up.
I gotta agree with Jake.
You're the one that brought it up, but we gotta play birthday sex.
Well, you're the dipshit.
You get the
like,
birthday sex, motherfucker.
Now why did you awesome. Just why did you suddenly sound like Adam Sandler on crack?
That sounds like Colonel Sanders to me, but
no,
I hear
that sounded like an Adam Sandler ripoff.
I hate Adam Sandler.
All right, moving on.
You sad bastard, sucker.
All right, it's time for Can You Dig It, sucker. Let's go first. Not everyone at once here.
I got one too.
Mine's holy really shit. Okay.
Who goes first?
Mine's really quick. I can
Ladies go. First. Go, Heath.
Alright. Can you dig it? We're going to have a better Raw next week than tomorrow night than we did last week.
I can't dig that.
You think it's going to be worse this week than it was last week?
Right. They're going as a good possibility. I don't think Cena's going to be there this week. I don't think Cena or Lesnar is going to be there this week.
Cena probably will be.
I'm torn on that. I don't know. I hope it's better.
God, I hope so.
I want to be optimistic. So I want to know. No, I can't dig it deep.
Mark Jones. No, I didn't really just hear that song for the first time tonight.
Tell me, I didn't just hear that.
Tell me, wow. You did not just play that.
tell me you didn't just say
that. All right, Kyle, what's yours?
Can you dig it? Brock Lesnar wins the WWE Heavyweight Championship at SummerSlam and never shows up again until the Rumble.
I can dig that. That's going to happen.
The film is literally, like, all it's going to be is Heyman. Like, I told Jake this once on the niche. I will be okay with Lesnar winning the belt as long as the only person that walks around with those titles for the next 6 months until Mania is fucking Paul Heyman.
I can't dig it. I don't think he's going to have the titles that long, even if he does.
Don't think what?
I think he'll drop. Well, never mind. I'm going to get that. Mine now.
Okay, Adrian, go ahead. What's yours?
Can you dig it? Brock Lesnar wins the WWE title at SummerSlam, but loses it at Night of Champions to Roman Reigns.
No.
They're
not going to give Lesnar the belt just for him to turn around and drop it a month later.
I don't like the boy, but he makes sense.
They're not going to have him just not show up at all, though, for 6 months either.
So. See, I think what you're going to have is a situation where you have him come at, you know, he wins at SummerSlam. Because let's be honest, he's winning at SummerSlam. We all know this.
Right.
If he doesn't win, I'll buy one of you fuckers lunch.
Okay.
I was going to say a car, but then I realized
how to do it this way. This way here.
What?
This is something they could do. What did they kind of steal from the TNA storyline last year where AJ Styles won the belt and left?
Yeah, it doesn't work the same way, though.
Because
didn't TNA steal that from WWE?
Yeah, because that's what Punk did.
That's kind of true, but they ran with it a little bit longer than WWE did.
Yeah, they did. I don't... Okay, so...
And what would be the point? What would be the reasoning behind Lesnar leaving?
Well, Lesnar's not contracted to wrestle any more matches.
But see, that's the thing. Like that's the pickle that they're in, like the catch-22. You have him win. He wins at SummerSlam. The next big pay-per-view, like quote-unquote big four, is Survivor Series. Which is in...
I don't think you'd say that big now. Survivor Series isn't that big.
Survivor Series isn't anymore. But I mean, that's considered the next big one of the group. Do you see him winning at SummerSlam and then, like, not showing up until like, Survivor Series, which is, what, November?
Well, here's something that's interesting. And I think Adrian might have been looking at the same thing I'm looking at.
From the chat, from Mark Jones. What about if Brock Lesnar wins at SummerSlam, but Seth Rollins cashes in to take the title from him?
Yeah,
I don't mind that, but I don't think that happens for one reason. The whole build here, and this goes back to April when I got so pissed I wanted to kill a small child, of Lesnar beating the streak was to build this monster. So he comes in and destroys Cena, awesome, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're going to have somebody who cashes in Money in the Bank beat Lesnar.
Well, but hang on. If you have that match with Cena be an all-out war where it goes for 30 minutes or so, and he's, like, exhausted after the fact?
Yeah, I suppose you could sell it that way, but I don't think the only way that...
So you're talking about, like, Undertaker, Jeff Hardy sort of thing, you know? Like, he wins the title after Lesnar's completely just beat... And then kind of just loses it the next night back to Lesnar.
Because
there's no way he's holding it. There's no way in God's,
the only way
God's
that works,
name that he's going to.
The only way that works, and this is like a weird, really, really odd swerve. Have they already announced Ambrose versus Rollins for SummerSlam?
They have not officially announced it yet.
Okay, so throw this out there. Can you dig it? Whatever. Ambrose and Rollins in a last man standing match for the briefcase. Rollins or Ambrose wins.
They just had a last standing match.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, on Main Event 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was it a last man standing match?
Not between these two.
Not between them two, was
no,
it?
No, I mean, just recently. They're not going to do it again.
You could have a gimmick match, street fight, whatever. And then Ambrose wins the case and cashes in on Lesnar.
See,
no, Ambrose isn't the guy to do it.
Cashing in on Lesnar is kind of like a hard thing. If Ambrose won the case, I don't think he'd be able to win it. Like, that would make sense. I think it'd make more sense if Rollins cashed in and won it.
What if the Authority beats down Lesnar post-match with Cena and then has Rollins cash in to win?
Why would they do that?
Because it's best for business.
You think Cena turns to the Authority and destroys Lesnar?
I would be on board if that happened.
I would too, but it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're just pulling hairs out of your ass.
Oh, well, that's what this segment's about. Is pulling hairs out of your ass.
Yeah.
You might as well bleach them fuckers while you're at it, because...
How do you know? I don't want to know. I'm just never.
I said you might as well. I didn't say that he did.
Let's We're moving on.
All right.
You're not fully clean, so you're just fully clean.
I don't know if Jake had anything or not, but.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at this bet.
Do we have to?
Oh, yeah, we do. Here's the standings through SmackDown. Team Jizzmobber, 138 points. Team Adrian, 175 points. Yours truly, 231 points.
Damn.
Good job taking Sheamus from me, Heath, and making me have to improvise and redo my strategy. Good job, buddy. Appreciate it.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Jason.
Yes.
I think it's Jason Heath. I get you fuckers confused.
Yeah, just call me Heath. That's easy.
The one that really knows the stuff, or the one that just kind of shows up and doesn't know anything?
Okay, you've been a fan for how long?
Which one? The host or Heath?
Heath.
I mean, I'm not a hardcore fan. I mean, I'm not like that. I like watching.
It blows my mind. No offense. I like you. You're fun. You're like my favorite person on here because you're so quiet and reserved. And you pretty much just take shit. But and that blows my mind every time he does that. It's like, if I don't know how it doesn't crush your soul a little more every time.
Trust me, that's why I have, you know, a list.
Of what?
People that are going to die.
And no, I know what the list is. I know it's number one. I'm number one on the list, but exactly. Every time I do what to him, it crushes his soul.
Every time you, like, do you hear yourself when you give those scores? You're like, Team Jizzmopper, so-and-so points. Guess who's kicking your ass? I mean, that's exactly. Pretty much how that comes across. I'm sitting here like, man, I kind of feel bad for this.
Then it's supposed to. I mean, that's how it's supposed to come out.
Like I want to be one of those guys that's like, I want to help him. I feel so bad.
Well, you could have helped him, but you decided not to show up on draft night.
Fuckers, you didn't tell me when draft night was.
We told you. Next week or after. You're like, oh, okay, I'll be there. I'm going to get in on this.
When does this one end?
I told you, Kyle's unreliable.
This one bullshit. Ends 9/21. So Night of Champions?
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you doing it that night or the next night? Or like the next Sunday?
Ask me in fucking September, asshole.
You're a displanned fuck.
We will probably do it the next Sunday after that.
Yes. We'll give ourselves a week.
We've actually got our own PW Pop draft coming into the works. Something's in the works at the moment, so...
That's what I hear, and
is that what this card game was about that Kevin was asking
No,
earlier?
Cards Against Humanity? No.
What the hell is that?
No. Oh, my God. You know what?
Cards Against Humanity is We're
an online hilarious. Version of that. I'm thinking that's going to be another thing for a Pop and Lock.
I would love to just play this with Kyle and Jake. I think our show should just play it.
When?
I don't know, one night.
Okay.
What is this?
Oh, my God. We'll get you caught up on it. There's not enough time.
I'll put a link in the chat for you to look at the site. All right, Kyle?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to move on.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, either one of you guys making any moves, by the way?
What's the point?
Okay, just checking.
Fuck it. Yeah. You're just like, here's your balls and stop.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Price is Right, not Jeopardy. Hell, not even Let's Make a Deal, but... Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams all over your face!
Here's how this show works. How this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show.
New month, new theme.
Yes, that's right. New month, new theme.
Oh,
we
boy.
Shut the door on the... We on put the boobs back up for the month of July.
I think we're going to stump Heath this week.
Oh, I know we're going to. There's one I didn't even know.
I think we're going to stump Kyle.
What?
Yeah, there was one that I haven't even guessed.
Maybe we'll even stump Jake.
There's a possibility. Maybe we'll even stump Paul.
Paul Jordan. Yeah.
We could. All right.
We'll see.
You ready for number one, Heath?
God, yeah.
Here's number one. Feel free to play along in the chat room. And your time starts now.
We have no guesses in the chat. So.
Yeah,
I've got one when we're ready to go.
Okay, if you want to put in the chat, I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm just gonna yell this out and make him feel bad.
Okay,
all right, fair enough.
Because I don't want to see the chat if I'm wrong. I want to be fair.
He can't see the chat.
I'm trying to be fair here.
So he can't see the chat room.
Yeah. God, I don't know.
You have no clue.
Psychosis, I don't know.
Braces.
Good stab.
I wanted to give to him that is actually a decent guess at that one.
Yeah, it was.
It was. Not right, but it was a decent guess. Kyle, who do you think it was?
Was it S.A. Rios?
Judges? Shit, wrong button again. Gene Wilder, shut up. You are too anxious. It was, I say, Rios. Little known trivia fact. Well, not a little known.
I was
going to
say Santana, but whatever.
It sounded like Santana played it.
Exactly. He was a wrestler at one point, right?
Don't forget that Lita made her WWE debut with S.A. Rios.
S.A. Rios.
Ah, okay.
Theme number two.
Go back to the chat room. I see Juan Deere's.
Paul Jordan actually had it right in the chat room.
Yeah.
God, what was the name of the group? God.
I got this.
And like I said, I see Juan Deere's. Not John Deere's, Juan Deere's.
What was the name of the group, Heath?
You suck ass.
Fuck, I can see them going around on the thing.
I almost want to give him credit just because he remembers what kind of tractors they rode in.
Yes!
That's hard to do.
I'll tell you what, we'll give you half a point on that.
When I say this, you're going to feel like an idiot.
You
got a guess?
I can't remember the name.
Come on, Heath. Paul Jordan's got it.
I can't remember the
Are you ready for this?
Hold on. I think we got this, everyone. One, two, three. The Mexicans. I do feel bad, though, because...
You got half a point on that.
Yes.
I didn't even remember what fucking tractor they rode it on.
Oh, come on.
You know what? Executive decision.
I'll tell you what.
I'm going to give you a bonus point. So you're one for two right now. Because you remember they rode in on Juan Deere's.
Yes.
But let's go ahead.
I doubt very much.
If anybody gets
the
next
one,
I will be fucking impressed.
And here's number three.
Shift!
Was that the wrong song?
No!
Guys, don't talk over it because people get pissed.
Bad mother, shut your mouth!
What's bad is actually I remember this being used as a wrestling theme.
It is a wrestling theme. I'll play a little bit longer because this is golden. Singing and dancing over here.
Well, you're more or less dancing.
This is fucking terrible.
Wow. Three times our sale.
God, what? I didn't know that was a wrestling theme.
Yeah, neither did I. This was one that I would not have guessed.
Somebody should get shot over this one.
Someone should, Adrian. It was Adrian's call.
You're an idiot.
Hey, that's a good song.
No, it's not.
It is.
Go hang yourself.
You go hang yourself. You listen to death metal.
No.
Can't. He has it in no fucking way.
Nah.
No.
Let's see. Did anyone throw a guess in there?
No, not in the
chat. No, Paul Jordan did. He says it's Conan. Jordan, sir, you are incorrect. The correct answer, and I had to fact check this myself because I didn't believe it. Mil Máscaras.
It was a theme song he used when he debuted in the Royal Rumble in like 1996.
Wow. How does that even make sense?
Why it
that
sounds
like a theme Slick would have.
I know.
That makes absolutely no sense. I was going to say Samuel L. Jackson, but whatever.
Hey, look who the fuck showed up finally. Richard.
Oh my God. It's Richard Bertog. What a dude.
Pizza boy has arrived.
Mister, I can't write an article ever.
Mister, 30 minutes or less. 30 seconds or less, actually.
Oh God, that's not right.
We're going to move on. Okay. Hey, there was still
Did
one
you bring
in there,
us
asshole.
Pizza?
What?
Where's that pizza?
Yeah, where the fuck's my wings, asshole? It's time for This Week in Wrestling History, brought to us by your professor, Adrian Masters.
Thank you, though this is a pretty short week.
Okay.
All right. So, birthdays this week.
All right.
We got Scott Steiner. We got Johnny Ace.
July 29th, 1960. Scott Steiner's older than John Laurinaitis?
Yes, he is.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
We also have Kid Cash.
All right.
Harry D.H. Smith.
All right.
Carl Gotch.
All right.
And Damian Sandow.
Really?
Yes. Match history. On August 2nd, 1998, Heat Wave 98 was held, where Taz defended the FTW title against Bam Bam Bigelow.
And Taz won, I believe.
Yes, he defeated that.
All right.
And also, the biggest event that, of course, happened this week, and this is a really light week for wrestling news, so the WWE held SummerSlam on August 3rd, 1997, the earliest SummerSlam ever.
Yes, it was.
Bret Hart defeated The Undertaker with Shawn Michaels as a special guest referee. It was also the same night on the card where Steve Austin suffered a broken neck at the hands of Owen Hart after a botched pile driver in the Intercontinental Championship match.
Really?
Which Austin still won.
Which we can officially point to the beginning of the Attitude Era from this match right here.
This match was really the kickoff of the Attitude Era.
The Bret Hart
this card, Undertaker. I guess.
Yeah. It really was. God, I can't believe it was 1997. Fuck, I'm old.
Wow. Yeah. I was 20 years old.
Fuck, you're old. What are you?
I was three.
Not as old as Scott Steiner.
What year was this?
1997.
I was seven.
See, goddamn. This is why we don't have young fuckers on the show.
I was seven.
Wow.
I was in first grade.
I was in high school. Ugh.
It's interesting.
I was
actually,
that explains what's wrong with you.
I was having sex when Kyle was like, "What's this thing in between my legs?"
Hey,
I share the same birthday as Scott Steiner.
Speaking of that, yes, that's right. We do have a very special birthday to talk about today. Well, not really today, but it was this week. And since we have to do, did you do that? Put that link in there. Let me Google that for you.
No.
You need to do that one in the chat room for Kyle.
What are we Googling?
Yeah.
I just already put the regular link in there.
You should have done the other one because that's more of a smart ass thing. That's more what we're like. Anyway, so this past... when the fuck's your birthday?
July 29th.
Yes, that's what I knew that. I was just seeing if you knew that.
right.
Was your birthday, you're 47?
37.
And so I was busy at work.
It has to make me older.
47. And I called up Hulk Hogan. I'm like, "Hogan, what you doing?" He's like, "Not much, brother." And I'm like, "Hey, need a favor." He's like, "What's that, brother?" I'm like, it's Heath's birthday. He's like, "Oh, is that the one I want to take home and, you know, set up with the Japanese guy?" He wants to come back on the show because he wants to talk to you some more. I don't know why. Anyway, but I told him, like, no, man, it's his birthday. He's like, hold on, brother, I got something for you. So he made me record this. I'm like, okay. I really don't need anything special. I was just kind of calling to see how he was doing, you know?
Yeah.
And this is just for you, Heath.
Oh.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
Thank you, Hulk.
That was from Hogan.
Thank you.
It was really nice of him, you know?
Yes, I know. It took time out, and he did that for us. For your 47th birthday.
Yep. Like I said, he loves to make me older.
I guess we're going to move on.
Wow. So, yeah, you literally can go in here and create your own cartoons. We had a game and play online.
Nice.
Really?
See, now what I'm looking at this, and it looks like a really fucked up version of... Did you ever play Apples to Apples?
Yeah, yes. It is a fucked up version of Apples to Apples. It's a very fucked up version of Apples to Apples.
Like, I'm looking at this, and the sad, insane part of my brain goes, I could fuck this game up.
Oh, it's a great game, especially if there's alcohol involved.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put it this way. I have let my kids play Apples to Apples. I don't want my kids in the house when this game comes in my house.
Oh, my God.
Nope. What?
I'm just reading this stuff that...
Listen, son, if you want to get involved with blank, I won't stop you. Just steer clear of blank.
If you want to get involved with adorable dog people.
Grandpa's ashes. If you want to get involved with graphic violence, adult language, and some sexual context, just steer clear of Britney Spears at age 55.
Well, see, the one that's popping up on mine is Oprah's book of the month is blank for blank, a story of hope. And the things that keep popping up are advice from a wise old black man for Justin Bieber, a story of hope.
Everyone thinks because I'm a theory I'm into blank. Unfortunately, they're right. I'm waiting for cards to be played on this.
Oh, God. And this is cool because you can just come on here and, you know.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang. But with famine. Oh, that's not fun.
Do we even want to talk in any more news? Or do we just want to, like, do this?
An ugly face.
All right. Here we go. Everyone thinks that because I'm a furry, I'm into blink. Unfortunately, they're right. Firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog. The texture and color of raw meat. A grease that Matthew McConaughey and pawing off. Firing a rifle
into the air while balls deep.
Everyone thinks
that
that's Kyle right player. There.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Wait, what?
The black card for this round is blank. Is no substitute for social skills, but it's a start.
Wait. There was the one that said, "Hey, baby, come back to my place, and I'll show you literally eating shit."
Oh God!
Or the other one was the unstoppable tide of Islam.
All right, blank is no substitute for social skills, but it's a start. How many people are in this game?
Five.
Okay, so we're waiting on one more card.
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys watching a live game?
I'm watching a live game with people playing, yeah.
Yeah.
Where is this at?
I'll put a link in the chat for you here. It's,
Oh, we're going to miss this one.
There it is.
Okay, they haven't played it yet. Okay. I think somewhere in there, Paul Jordan said, we're making an executive decision. This is going to be a pop and lock.
Okay.
That's awesome.
How do we
I want to be available for that, so make sure we're doing this on a night I'm available.
Apparently. Oh, yeah, no, fuck this. I'm all kinds of in for this.
Apparently.
I might be able to get my fiancé right, in on this.
Further confusion. Hello, friend. How are you doing? And Stranger Danger is no substitute for social skills, but it's a start.
See, now you handed me, like, the link that you shared was just the link. Where do you see a live game?
I don't know.
I went there, and that was linked to the live game. But
What do we miss here? Hold on. You did the Cards Against Humanity link. You didn't do the link for the actual, like...
Oh, crap. Hang on. Give me a second. Sorry.
You fucking dumbass.
Let me, You're going to just break the glass, I guess. Oh, that's what I'm doing wrong. Okay, hang on.
Control C, dumbass.
Adrian just won the lottery.
Whoop! Adrian just won the lottery?
Adrian just won the lottery.
Congratulations, Adrian Master 16. You just won the lottery.
There you go. That should be the link to the actual
game. Because you're posting.
Oh, shit. You know, Gene Wilder started like his little spiel like five times over there, and I've cut him off. Hold on. Judges, what was the final score, Judge Champs?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
There you go.
All right.
I'll role play blank. You can be blank. Oh, God.
This is a pick two. Gotta love it.
Now, how do we play this? Like,
we're not playing. We're just watching.
Yeah, I'm just spectating right now.
I don't know how you. I don't know.
We really need to figure this out because this is. I want to. Oh my gosh!
When we go off the air, I'll walk you through on how to get logged in for this.
Okay, go back to the chat room. I want to see. Double check what's going on in the chat room. We are playing that on Pop-A-Lock for sure, executive decision. Fantasy Football League update from Richard. I have 9 teams, so we're looking for more. We'll take teams until the 19th, and the draft will be on the 24th.
Kyle, do you do fantasy football at all?
I don't like football,
dude. Greatest show on Earth, Sunday Night Heat. Oh, that's right. That did debut this week in 1998. Why wasn't that on there?
It wasn't. Wait, hang on. What day of the week did it debut, though, Paul? Because I did news from the week passing on August 3rd.
Yeah, we do from Monday to Sunday, so... let's see. Richard claims his article will be out sometime Tuesday. It'll be opinion of Brock Lesnar winning the title. Blah blah blah. Believe it when I say
okay.
It. and Jake's still waiting for his pizza.
Where is it, Richard? I want it. At least give me my money back.
Blank would be woefully incomplete without blank.
By the way, who has the recording for that? Roundtable last night.
Greg.
Oh, okay.
All right. We good. Do we want to do anything else, or are we?
I think we're good.
Okay. I want to play this game now, guys. We should do that.
Kyle, if it wasn't 11:20 at night. You know what? Hang on. Executive decision on the hour bomb.
What?
Next week we're playing this game.
You don't get to make executive decisions.
Did.
No.
Can we hold that off and see if I work next Monday? Because I don't want to get locked into a game where we start at 10 o'clock and this game goes to like midnight and I have to be up at 5 a.m.
When are you going to know this?
When will you know your schedule?
Wednesday.
You have until Wednesday.
Tuesday. I should have
Tuesday. Oh, no, go back. Go back to the... All right. I'll role play blank. You can be Indiana Jones, and you can be Hillary Clinton's death stare. I'll role play.
Oh,
you can
eat soup for $4.99. Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, goddammit, we missed it. I'll role play blank, which was $4.99. All you can eat shrimp buffet. You can be African children, and I couldn't see what
the game. Have the game options, and you can. Okay.
Oh, goddammit. This is amazing. I'll
be Darth Vader, and you can be pumping out a baby every night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Can we get Paul George to commit to be on Hour Bomb next week?
Paul,
come play with us.
Well, it was Sunday, August 2nd, I think. It was the same day that I got Warzone for PlayStation. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Adrian's research work is kind of flawed.
As in, I pulled this information from another website and read it off.
You didn't hear that.
No, why did you leave the chat room? We're waiting on confirmation from Paul Jordan.
Hang on, I'm going back to the chat room. Give me.
I'm in here. It's okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't trust you though.
You're a douche.
You don't have indoor plumbing at your house, so it's cool.
That is
yes,
not true.
Paul Jordan can do it. Yes. So Paul's next week, in. Special Hour Bomb Cards Against Humanity Edition. We're playing. Paul Jordan, Kyle Robinson will be on. And we'll try to get at least one more. If Jake can make it, you can be in.
I'll have to see. Bring your laptops, guys.
Yes.
Yes. I'll have to see if my tablet can handle it.
Okay.
It should be able to. So.
Oh, my God.
Which means we'll have to set up the other table so we can.
Now I can't. I want to play this game now.
Well, we're not going to play now because it's like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
So.
You guys are not my friends anymore.
For the third time, we're going to try to end the show. It was fun. It really was. Yeah. Didn't Warzone have like a dozen?
Yes.
Promos cut from Ahmed Johnson.
That was it.
Listen here.
God, wasn't Warzone the one that like you had to do like 14 button combination to do a fucking kick or something like that?
No, that was it was like 3 buttons to a kick. It was 14 for a finisher.
That's I hated those fucking games. I'll roll like all you can eat. $4.99 shrimp buffet. You can be African children. Wow.
Might be the best one ever played right there.
Link? Oh, yeah. I could get that. Get my mouth around. Oh, God. Juice Rose. Oh, yeah. I could get my mouth around that. Ah, God damn it. Go last time. Son of a bitch. Whatever. I don't know. We're going to play this, though. It'll be fun.
Yes.
All right. Anyway. We already did the plug, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yep, we sure did.
You can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can also like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, review us on iTunes. Find us at pwpop.com. We're also on demand on iTunes. Check out... Oh, you know something we forgot to talk about?
What's that?
If you log on to Mixlr and search pwpop.com, what can you find, Adrian?
You can find the live feed streaming 24/7 brought to you by our good friend in Australia, Jake Mullins.
Yes, Jake, how's that going,
thank
by the way?
Thank you, thank you. It was great. I have actually 52 hours of streaming content at the moment.
Nice. So, there's no order to this, correct? It's just kind of whatever plays is what's playing, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So, tune in, because you never know who's going to be on there. What kind of stuff do you have on there?
I actually have 6 episodes of every show on the network.
Okay,
nice. In rotation, and a couple of classics too thrown in there.
Like what kind?
And
of
there's a ton of music as well.
What kind of classics you got in there?
Wrestling randomness is in there. There's old round tables from TWR. There's a few Talk Wrestling Rewinds in there as well.
Oh, very cool. Didn't the guys from Randomness die?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. So those are special memorial editions of Wrestling Randomness.
There you go.
That could be true. We don't know.
Yes.
Dave Meltzer reported it, so...
Yeah, Dave Meltzer reported it. I'm going to try to find some old Hour Bombs we put on there. How terrible we were. Because why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should probably put some of the original wrestling niches with you and Omar on there, too.
There was only two of them.
Omar's dead. I snapped his neck.
There was only two of them.
Was there only two?
I would have preferred.
Yes, because we did 5 shows and only 2 of them recorded.
Oh, good job. So
too bad because Omar was a better host than Kyle, really.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Anyway, us on Facebook, all that. Find us, tune in. I hear, and I haven't tried it yet, there's a way for me to show up on the Microsoft Marketplace. I'm not really sure what that is.
Really?
Yeah. If only we knew someone that knew how to like work Microsoft stuff.
It's Xbox. It's the Xbox Marketplace. Apparently, that's what they call it.
Oh, okay.
Now, if I want to listen to this, do I have to have Xbox Live, or can I just download it from the Marketplace?
You can. It's either that or Windows Phone, I'm pretty sure.
All right. And then I'm trying to, if I can ever fucking remember, to get us on Stitcher.
Yeah.
That's a thing now?
Yeah.
Okay, so Stitcher. Yes, absolutely.
Mark Jones is in the chat. He can clarify.
That's right. Mark Jones, Microsoft's number one fanboy.
Yes.
Anyway. And so,
long-time network fan and Microsoft apologist.
Yeah. Resident Microsoft suck digger.
I'd just like to call him an apologist because he, you know, makes excuses for everything Microsoft.
He's a salesman.
He is. He's a good salesman, though. I would buy Microsoft products from Mark Jones.
Anyway, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big gay Adrian Masters gives a 133% chance of winning next week on the Cards Against Humanity game.
And the Jizzmuffer.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And our special guest from the deep backwoods country where he's going to marry his sister coming up soon. Kyle Robinson.
You're going to DJ the wedding.
I am. Now,
yeah, y'all come back now, yeah?
Now, I have a question. I have all my teeth. Is that going to be a problem?
I can knock a couple of them out for you.
There's a minimum 2 tooth missing requirement.
Yeah, you have to have your front teeth missing with chewing tobacco in your fucking lip.
Son of a bitch.
They just have a huge like mayo jar at the doorway. You just plop in your teeth.
Hey, that's not funny. I have fake teeth, asshole.
All right. Also, we're going to say goodbye to our friend from down under, Jake Mullen.
From under my ball sack.
Yeah.
Get your mouth off those.
He lives in the taint.
Oh, it's dark and gloomy there, but you know, I make do.
Wow.
He's embracing it now. What can you do? There's not much you can do.
Anyway. Oh, shit!
What?
Hold on. I gotta get there. Hold on. I gotta figure out what button this is. Paul Jordan Jr. just won the lottery.
Oh, congratulations, Paul. Oh, no, that was actually from a little bit ago. I'm sorry about
it. Oh, was it? Yeah, we missed it because we were looking at the Cards Against Humanity game.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. Yes, try to join us again next week as we will try to play Cards Against Humanity.
We're going to play Cards Against Humanity, and we're going to review the SummerSlam card a week before, I think.
And maybe one or two other wrestling things, like our usuals. Maybe
we're going to preview the SummerSlam card and maybe
just
James,
and this week in wrestling.
All right.
Maybe. All right.
That's it.
All right, okay. Otherwise, Cards Against Humanity.
Yes, Cards Against Humanity next week. Anyway, so, and to close out the show tonight, this was brought up in the chat, or in the, on the group page.
Okay.
We're going to send the old TWR network a proper goodbye.
Okay.
How do I say goodbye?
Well, that was almost good. No, that's not what we're going to do. Another song.
That's our song, though, man. That's our show song.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
You hate our song?
Well, it's funny, haha. It's not like to be played the whole way through. You know what, Adrian? I'm not going to play the whole thing. However, I will play just our usual snippet of it.
Okay. How
do Let's all have a moment of silence once again for
the TWR Network.
Does this mean that we had to officially close like the TWR Network Hall of Fame and all the members in it are like encased in stone?
Yes.
Like Han Solo?
Yeah, so I got to remember how many members of the Hall of Fame I had. I think I put Leonard Taylor in there.
I think so. Cause
I know Aldousse was Richardson in there.
He was. Richardson. Why did we put Richard in there?
I don't remember actually putting Richard in there.
Yeah, what the hell would you think?
I think he just kind of snuck in.
I guess I did put Richard in there.
Oh, you know what? We're saying goodbye to the TWR Network Hall of Fame.
That is true.
You know how, like, when someone dies and...
I put Mark Jones in there, too.
Mark Jones is in there.
They're my personal shield, those three guys, actually. That's right. Aldousse, Mark Jones. No, I actually had Zeus, too. Zeus was in the Hall of Fame, too.
Yeah. Didn't we put Paul in there?
I think I put Paul in there, too.
We did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Those were my five in the Hall of Fame.
I thought we put more in there.
I'm pretty sure it was only those five.
Okay. Now, do we need a new voting committee to put him in the PW Pop Hall of Fame?
I will set that up.
Okay, good.
All in favor of voting committee being Adrian, say aye.
Aye. Voting what?
Done. I'm the voting committee.
No, you're not.
I just had the poll.
You don't have... No. I'm going to revoke your admin settings.
Can't do that. You're not Dan.
I don't care. Anyway, this is why I don't like this song. It just goes on forever. It's the same damn thing. So anyway, next week, Cards Against Humanity. It'll be some fun stuff. Joined by special guest, Paul Jordan Jr. First time Paul Jordan's ever actually been on our show, I believe.
I believe that's correct.
And he'll regret it, I'm sure. myself, Adrian, Heath, maybe Kyle, maybe Jake, maybe other people. Mark Jones.
Unless my ass has to be up before the sunrise, I will be here.
Wait, Mark Jones can't do it because he's going to be enjoying...
Nobody's shitting pool answers. I'm fuck you, Jake.
Mark Jones cannot join us next week. Hey, who are you, Kyle? Is what? Adrian a fag? Yes. Or, yes, he really sucks a pack of dicks. And there's one vote for each. I wonder how well the chat room pulls up on my phone.
Because how did you think I was going to vote for it twice?
We'll let you vote for it twice.
Oh. Oh, that's not cool.
Three votes.
Two votes for yes, he really sucks a bag of dicks.
I voted for that one.
Let's see if I can figure this out. Hold on. While we're still in the air.
All right. Can we wrap this fucking shit up, Jason? I need to go home.
Fine. Adrian does suck a bag of dicks. Anyway, so once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albertson. Adios, motherfuckers. And then I go like this, and you do your thing. Quits this bitch.
Yeah.
Jizz mobber. I like cock. Kyle. Hey, I'm going to go fuck my sister. And then Jake. Hey, I need to go fuck that kangaroo bouncing outside. So, anyway, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
our bombed. Fuck it.
Gay bombed.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know. Some other beginnings and